Good afternoon, everyone.
大家午安。
So good to see you. What a wonderful privilege to be able to worship with you again.
很高兴又见到大家，是一个特权能够来到这里和大家一起敬拜神。
Today I want to talk to you about a topic very dear to my heart, and I know it's dear to your heart as well.
今天我想和大家分享一个我心里非常有感动的一个主题，我想大家也一样会有感动。
Church as our community.
也就是教会是一个群体。
It's been said that the most prevalent social disease in America is this.
美国社会头号的疾病就是
loneliness.
是孤独。
What do you think?
大家认为是这样吗？
We cannot disagree with that.
我没有办法不同意。
Just look at the crazy amount of time.That we spend on social media.
只要看我们大家在社区网站上花的这些时间。
How we're crazy about posting our pictures for the world to see.
而且我们把我们自己的照片放在网站上，希望全世界都能看到。
And every time we post something, we're wondering how many people are going to like us.
我们放了照片以后，希望。到底看有多少人会喜欢我们的照片
？Social media are crazy a tendency to indulge in social media. It's just a reflection of our loneliness.
我们喜欢上这些社区网站，也从某个方面反映到我们的孤独。
Because we want to connect with people.
我们希望和别人有关系。
Some of you know this show. You might have seen this show, The Office.
这是美国有一个电视剧叫《办公室》。
Right? How many of you have seen this show?
有多少人看过这个电视剧
？So this guy, main character, the guy in the middle, his character never fits in.
这个中间这个人他是主人公，他的角色好像哪里他都融不进去。
Even though he's the boss, he never fits in. He's always an outsider.
尽管他是这里的一个主管，但是他总是像一个局外人。
He said something I believe very profound.
他说了一个非常有分量的话。
I love inside jokes. I love to be part of one someday.
他说我喜欢我们圈内的笑话，希望有一天我能够成为圈内人。
I want to be part of a group, an in crowd.
他说我希望能够成为我们自己内部的人。
See, all of us share that desire.
我每个人都有这样的愿望。
The desire to be a part of something.
愿望能够成为这个群体的一部分。
The desire to belong, the need to belong.
我们有这种希望能够属于一个团体。
That desire, that need comes from God.
这样的需要是从神而来的。
God created us that way.
神创造我们就是这个样子。
And He has ordained the church to meet that very need.
神也设立了教会来满足我们这个需求。
So here's the outline of today's message. Community is God ordained.
今天讲到的提纲是教会群体是神设立的。
Number two, community is indispensable.
第二是教会群体是不可缺的。
Next slide. Community needs to be intentional.
而且教会这个群体呢是需要用心经营的。
Now I want to acknowledge that as we talk about church as a community today,
我希望今天我们在谈教会作为一个群体的时候
I want to acknowledge that there are people here who have been disappointed by the church community.
我们这里也许有人对教会这个群体失望过
Perhaps some of us here have been hurt by the church community.
也许被教会群体受过伤
And before weDive into today's message. I want to say I acknowledge that, and I sincerely apologize to you on behalf of the church.
在信息之前，我希望代表教会向这些人表示歉意。
I hope that as we look at the Bible, what the Bible has to say about community today.
希望我们今天通过圣经来看教会这个群体。
I hope that the Spirit of God will touch us and will heal us.
我也盼望神的灵能够触摸到我们，能够医治我们。
And that the Spirit of God will help us and move us towards community.
也求神的力量能够把我们带进到教会这个群体。
Not only just be a part of community, but play an important role in the community.
不但我们能够进到教会这个群体，而且在这个群体里能够起到作用。
Amen.
同意吗
？Okay, let's look at today's passage, Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47.
今天的经文是在《使徒行传》第二章四十二到四十七节。
Let's read it first in English and then in Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后一起读中文。
First 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
我们一起读中文。都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业。照个人所需用的分给个人，他们天天同心合一，恒切地在殿里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Number one, community is God ordained.
第一点，基督徒的群体是神设立的。
When we look at today's passage.The first century believers, Christians, we see community all over it.
我们在今天的经文里看到第一世纪的基督徒是有这个教会群体这个概念。
This is the way God has designed the church to be.
这就是神所设立教会的心意。
And today God wants us to know that each person here, we are all made, we were made for community.
神让我们知道，我们这里的每一个人都是为了这个群体而所造的。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢
？Because we look at the one who created us.
我们就来看这个造物主。
The Creator Himself, in essence, is community.
造物主他本身自己就是一个群体。
In Genesis chapter 1, before anyone was created, this is what God said.
在创世纪第一章里面所有东西被造之前神说
He said, then God said, let us make man in our image.
神说我们要照着我们的形象按照我们的样式造人。
This is before all people were existed.God did not have a mental disorder. He wasn't talking to himself, right?
这所有东西被造之前，神是不会有精神，不会有问题，他是在自言自语吗？
From here, we know about the Trinity. It's talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
我们后来知道，神是三位一体的神，有圣父、圣子。
So at the beginning, before anything was created, there was community.
在起初在创世之前，的确有这样一个群体了。
So it's not enough for us to say that God is interested in community or God longs for community.
所以当我们说哦，神对群体感兴趣，或 或者神喜欢有个群体，这是不够的。
God is community.
神就是一个群体。
And since we were created by a God who in essence is community, community is in our DNA.
因为我们是为神所造，神是一个群体，那么群体就在我们的基因里。
We were made for community, deep, intimate relationships with one another.
我们被造就是有这样的群体的概念，相互之间要有密切的关系。
That's why it is said that the worst type of punishment for human beings is this.
所以对人最严厉的处罚就是这个样子。
Next slide, please.Solitary confinement.
就是关禁闭。
Being kept away from people by himself for a long period of time.
长时间与人隔绝。
It destroys the person.
会毁掉一个人。
It drives the person crazy.
会让一个人发疯。
Some of you know this man that I'm talking about. Next slide, please.
大家可能对这个人比较熟悉。
Next slide. This is Senator John McCain.
这是美国的参议员约翰·麦肯。
He is a former Vietnam POW.
他是前越战的俘虏。
And he speaks of the indescribable joy that he experienced.When he was reunited with his fellow prisoners after a long time of separation.
他在描述他和他的监牢里的同伴们长时间分开后重逢的那种喜悦。
He said, I was overwhelmed by the compulsion to talk non-stop, face to face with my new cellmate. I ran my mouth ceaselessly for 4 days.
他说我无法控制自己，想不停地和我牢房新来的狱友面对面的说话，以至于我的嘴巴不停地说了4天。
Next slide. He said, one of the most amusing spectacles in prison is the sight of two men, both just released from solitary, talking their heads off simultaneously, neither one listening to the other, both absolutely enraptured by the sound of their voices.
他还说监狱里有一个滑稽的场面，就是看到两个刚从禁闭室里放出来的人，他们会同时不停地说话，也不听对方在说什么，完全陶醉在他们自己说话的声音里了。
See, we were made for a community. We're made for deep, intimate connection with one another.
我们被造就属于一个群体，我们被造是要彼此之间有亲密的关系。
Even some of us introverts are like that.
我们中间的很内向的人也有这样的需求。
How many of us here are introverts?
有多少人是内向的人？
Okay, okay. Some of you are afraid to raise your hand because you're introvert, right?
有些人你们不举手的人，你们
也是内向的。I know you because I am a deep introvert.
我自己也是一个非常内向的人。
But even introverts.We long for deep, intimate relationships.
但即便是内向的人，我们也非常渴望有跟人与有密切的关系。
To be human is to long, is to hunger for community.
人就是渴望有个群体。
Look at Jesus. Jesus, our Lord, he modeled community.
我们来看耶稣，作为神的儿子，他做了一个群体的榜样。
Mark chapter 3:14, Jesus appointed the 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach.
在马可福音3:14，他就设立了12个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道。
When we look at this passage, immediately we focus on going out to preach, going out to serve, in the name of Jesus.
我们看到这些经文的时候，我们常常看到我们马上就要去传道传讲福音。
But what a reminder, especially for those of us who are servants of God, that our number one calling is to be with Jesus.
但是这里却在提醒我们这些在服事的人， 神呼召我们的第一件事就是要与基督同在。
Jesus modeled community.
所以耶稣就是做了这个群体的榜样。
Not only that, Jesus prayed for community.
而且耶稣为这个教会的群体祷告。
John chapter 17 verse 11, right before he went to heaven, he prayed for his disciples that they may be one as we, Father, you and I are one.
约翰福音17章11节，耶稣祷告说，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Jesus said, Father, I want these men, my disciples, that they would share the same intimacy.Community, the way you and I share experience community.
主耶稣祷告说：“父神啊，我希望这些门徒们、这些人能够有这样密切的关系，就像我和你一样的亲密的关系。”
Yeah. There are different levels of intimacy, but there is no intimacy that is more intimate than the one the Father and the Son shared.
有不同程度的亲密的关系，但是没有哪一个更像父神跟父子这样亲密的关系。
And Jesus prayed that we would experience the same intimacy that He and His Father, Heavenly Father, shared.
耶稣在为我们祷告说，我们彼此能够有这样亲密的关系，经历这样亲密的关系，就像他和父一样。
Wow, how many of you think that we can have that kind? We could use that kind of intimacy, huh?
我们有多少人希望能有这样的亲密关系呢？
Perhaps we could pray every time we gather together to fellowship in the name of Jesus. We could pray that prayer. Father, help us here to experience the same intimacy, the same oneness that Father, you and the Son experience.
所以当我们在教会聚集的时候，我们也要效法主耶稣祷告，同样的祷告，说父神，求你让我们彼此之间有这样亲密关系，就像你和耶稣一样。
So we are community beings because we are created by a God who Himself in essence is community.
所以我们是有这样群体的需要，因为我们被造是被一个群体的神所造。
Number two, community is indispensable for the Christian life.
第二点是教会群体对基督徒生活是不可缺少的。
Ephesians 4:16.
我们来看以弗所书四章十六节。
From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part, each person does its work.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职。照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
How does God want to change us and transform us?
神是如何来改变我们？
When each part does its work, when we, our lives are intertwined together.
当我们的生活互相交织，我们作为身体的各个部分都有自己的功用的时候，
It's hard for us to read the Bible without coming across verses that talk about community.
当我们读圣经的时候，很难不留意到经文里边有这个群体。
It's hard for us to come without coming across verses that has to do with one another, each other.
我们很难不留意到有这样的彼此啊，互相这样的字句。
Look at just a few examples.
我们来看几个例子。
Be devoted to one another with brotherly love.
罗马书里讲到，爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
Carry each other's burdens.
加勒太书里，你们个人的重担要互相担当。
Admonish one another.
哥罗西书，当用各样的智慧彼此教导，互相劝诫。
Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another.
雅各书，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求。
There are so many verses like this in the Bible.
在圣经里有许多像这样的经文。
You cannot apply these verses. You cannot carry out these verses apart from community.
如果没有教会的群体，上面讲的这些原则就无法应用和实现。
Listen to a typical conversation between a pastor and a church member.
我们来看一个非常普通的一个就是教会牧师跟一个会众的一个谈话。
The church member hadn't been to church in a long time.
这个会众他有一段时间没有来教会了。
The concerned pastor asked him, "So and so, we haven't seen you in a while. We miss you. Is everything okay?"
牧师就对这个人说某某某，你有一段时间没有看见你，我们很想念你。你的一切都还好吗？
The member gave a few reasons.
这个会众就给了一些原因。
Reasons that we all know because we've given those reasons.
他说的这些原因我们也都用过。
Work is busy.
工作很忙。
I've got to study for these tests.
我有考试要应付。
Little kids, they're so demanding and
我的孩子小，很有要求。
Typical answers.
都是这些很通常的一些答案。
But then he comforts the pastor.
但是他来安慰这个牧师。
Don't worry, pastor.
你不用担忧，牧师。
I kept up with my devotions.
我还在继续做灵修。
I've been reading the Word of God.
我在读圣经。
I am in the Word.
我是在神的话语当中。
What do you think?
大家认为怎么样？
Remember, you cannot be in the Word apart from community.
大家记住，如果你离开教会的群体，你就没有办法在神的话语当中。
Because the Word of God is meant to be carried out in the context.Of community.
因为神的话语就必须是在教会这个群体当中被应用的。
The word of God is meant to be carried out in relationships.
神的话是要在我们彼此的关系当中被应用的。
In Matthew chapter 5, there was a man who went before God to present his offerings to God.
在马太福音第五章里，有一个人要到神的祭坛前要献礼物。
The man thinking, God must be so proud of me.
这个人可能会想，神一定非常的为我骄傲。
Because I'm here, I am bringing my gifts. I have offerings to make before God.
因为我带来的礼物，我要向神献礼物。
God must be so pleased with me.
神对我一定很喜悦。
What did God say?
但是神怎么说呢？
Leave your gift at the altar. Stop right there.
把你的礼物放在祭坛边上。停止你的献礼。
Go and first be reconciled with some people, then come and give your gift.
先去和你的弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
What's Jesus talking about?
耶稣在这里说什么呢？
Community.
就是指教会的群体。
Our relationship with others is simply a reflection of our relationship with God.
我们彼此之间的关系就反映了我们与神的关系。
In John chapter 15, Jesus speaks of He is the vine and we are His branches.
在约翰福音十五章里，耶稣讲到他自己是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Our job is to abide in Him and we will bear much fruit.
我们的任务就是要在主耶稣基督里，这样就可以结果子。
We all love this passage because we love to abide in Christ.
我们都很喜欢这节经文，因为我们都喜欢在主。
We want to be close to Jesus. We want to grow close to Him.
我们想与主耶稣很近，我们也想跟他的关系密切。
So in that passage, Jesus says, "I have a command for you."
但在那里，主耶稣说我有一个命令。
Verse 12.What is his command?
十二节里主耶稣的命令是什么？
Love one another as I have loved you.
主耶稣的命令就是你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
Do you see how Jesus links our relationship with him with our relationship with one another?
我们这里看到主耶稣把我们与他的关系和我们彼此之间的关系连在一起了。
See, community is indispensable for our Christian life.
所以教会的群体对我们基督徒的生活是不可缺的。
I love this next quote that we're going to see.
我很喜欢这底下这一句话。
Church is not a place you go to, but a place you belong to.
这里说到，教会不只是一个你去的地方，而是一个你属于的地方。
Isn't that good?Church is not just a building that you go to or a service that you go to attend.
教会不是只是一个建筑物或者一个这样的一个服饰你来参加。
Church is the body of Christ. Church is about relationships with one another.
教会是基督的身体，是关乎我们每个人彼此之间的关系。
Again, let's look at some of these commands about one another.
我们再来看一看这个彼此之间的这些命令。
Now, I want, as we go through these verses again, I want you to picture yourself practicing carrying out these verses in your life.
当我们再来看这些经文的时候，我要大家能够想象你们在实践这些命令。
First, be devoted to one another.With brotherly love.
爱兄弟要彼此亲热。
Carry each other's burdens.
你们个人的重担要互相担当。
Admonish one another.
要彼此劝诫。
Confess.Your sins to one another and pray for each other.
你们要彼此认罪，互相代求。
Now notice, this is not something that we just do on Sunday for 2 hours in a week.
这些东西不是我们只在主日来两个小时里做的事情。
This is a lifestyle that we're talking about.
这是一个生活的方式。
This is.Relationships that have been developed over a long period of time.
这是经过很长时间所建立的一个关系。
This is something that when we do life together, some of these things we begin to practice.
这是当我们在一起生活的时候，我们在一起建立这样的关系。
New Testament believers, look at how they practice community. Verse 46. Every day they continue to.Meet together in temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
我们来看早期的基督徒们在四十六节里，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Christianity happens not just here on Sundays, but every day of the week. The way we live our lives.
基督教关乎的不是只是主日在这里我们所做的这些，而是每一天我们所做的。
Every day we practice these commands about one another.
每一天我们都在实践，都在实行这种彼此之间的互动。
Sometimes we know Christians who have been Christians for a long time.
我们有时候看到有很长时间的基督徒。
But there's no evidence of change in their life.
但在他们生命当中看不到有生命变化的痕迹。
Some Christians, they come to church and they listen to biblical preaching week after week.
有些基督徒每个星期都来到教会来听讲道。
But yet they still have serious blind spots in their life.
但是在他们的生命当中却有很严重的一些盲点。
May I suggest that that person lacks biblical community in his life?
能允许我说，这样的人，他是在他的生命当中缺少有这样教会的群体。
Community where we practice these one another verses, these are commands from the Lord.
主耶稣要我们在教会的群体里。要彼此的服侍，要实践这样的命令。
Spiritual maturity cannot happen in isolation.
属灵生命的成熟不可能在与人隔绝的环境里出现。
C.S. Lewis, a very popular writer and theologian, he wrote these words.
C.S. 刘易斯他写道，
Christ works on us in all sorts of ways, but above all, he works on us through each other.
他说，基督用各样的方法来建造我们，但是他最喜欢用我们彼此来建造我们。
Today, God has brought all of us here to remind us we must not walk alone.
神今天把我们带到这里来，是告诉我们，我们不应该一个人走这个人生路。
This Christian journey, we need the church as our spiritual community.
我们基督徒的人生道路是需要教会作为我们一个属灵的家。
I know you can't tell this about me, but I used to be like Brother John. I used to be very muscular.
你现在看我可能不一样。以前我们所罗门牧师是非常强壮。
I used to lift weights.
他说我举重。
I used to bench press.
而且可以这种推举。
When I bench press, you know, you're supposed to bench press about 6 to 8 times.
我做的时候能做6到8次。
So, you know, number 5 times, 6 times, 7 times, 8 times, and your whole body is shaking because you exert all your energy.
第六次以后就要很努力了，六、七到八就浑身都在发抖了。
But when you bench press, some of you know this, you need to have a spotter who watches you.
在做这个挺举的时候，边上需要站一个人。
The spotter, when you're done, when you have no more energy left, what does your spotter say?
当你没有力气举不起来的时候
，Your spotter says, "Two more, give me two more."
这样那个人会跟你说，再来两个。
Two more? You must be kidding.
你说还要两个，我不行啊。
And the spotter, he kind of lowers himself and he lifts that weight with you.
然后边上帮忙的人可能会帮你一起往上举。
And with his help, with the spotter's help, you do two more.
所以边上有人来帮助你，你就又多做了两个。
Isn't that amazing? When you go running, if you go running by yourself, you want to stop.
跑步也是一样，一个人跑的时候经常就一会儿就不想跑。
But when you go running with a running partner, with a group of people, you run together, you talk together, before you know it, you finish the course.
当与一群人一起跑的时候，时间过得很快，不经意就跑了很远。
This is a beautiful proverb. It says, when you run alone, you run fast, but when you run with others, you run far.
这是一个很好的成语，在说一个人独自的跑，跑得很快，但是有同伴一起跑，跑得远。
Guess what? The Christian journey is like a marathon.
我们基督徒的旅程是一个马拉松。
It's very, very far.
是我们要走很远很远的路。
I think a lot of times we make the mistake of we run really fast.
有的时候我们跑得很快，其实是犯了一个错误。
But often we want to give up. We're discouraged.
常常我们这样做的话，我们就沮丧。
We need each other's help so that we can run this marathon. We can run very far.
我们需要彼此的帮助，让我们一起能够跑好这个马拉松。
Look at this Bible verse, Hebrews 10:23-25.
我们来看希伯来书10:23-25.
Let's read together first in English and then in Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后读中文。
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing.But encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
我们一起读中文。 也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Sometimes life can be so hard.
有的时候生活会给我们很多困难。
Sometimes we feel like giving up.
有的时候我们想放弃。
How do we hold on to this hope that we have in Christ?
我们如何能够持守对基督的盼望呢？
How do we carry out love and good deeds in our everyday life?
我们每天怎么能够持之以恒地做这些爱人的好事呢？
This passage tells us to not give up meeting together.
这里今天的经文告诉我们不可停止聚会。
To keep encouraging one another.
要彼此的劝诫。
To spur one another on all the more as the day approaches.
要彼此的劝勉，因为那个日子临近，就更当如此。
May God help us to do that.
愿神帮助我们，让我们能做得出来。
Christian life, community is indispensable if we want to grow in Christ.
所以我们知道，我们如果在基督里要长大的话，那么教会这个群体是不可缺乏的。
Number three, community needs to be intentional.
我们来看第三点。教会群体需要大家用心经营。
Verse 42, as it talks about this spiritual family, this community, the first thing it says is that they devoted themselves.
在今天经文的42节里讲到，他们这些早期的门徒们都恒心遵守。
The word devoted here means to give yourself entirely to a particular cause.
这里这个词恒心，它的定义就是完全把自己奉献给一个事业。
Do you hear that intentionality behind that word?
我们能看到这里的用心经营吗？
See, community doesn't just happen.
我们这个群体不是好像自然的就可以出来。
And it takes great effort and perseverance.
它需要毅力，需要大家努力去经营。
And we need to hear this because we live in a society that does not encourage this.
我今天来说这一点是因为这个社会不赞同我们今天所说的。
This society is one of individualism.
因为这个社会的文化是强调个人。
We often hear people say, I know what I'm doing.
我们知道，经常常常听人说，我知道我在做什么。
Don't tell me what to do.
不需要你告诉我。
Perhaps at home you hear this, right? Don't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing, mommy.
在家里，妈妈们听到，常常听到孩子们这么说。
Who are you to tell me what to do?
你是谁来告诉我该做什么？
Who are you to judge me?
你是谁来说我。
See, this is our society, individualism.
这就是我们社会强调个人主义。
It's opposite of community, oneness, doing life together.
与我们今天说的群体合二为一是相悖的。
So, at this point, I want us to think about our community now.
所以这个时候我们就希望大家来想我们的这个群体。
I'm sure all of us, we are a part of some form of community.
我想每一个人可能都属于一些群体。
So I want to encourage you to to evaluate our community, especially from your perspective.
我希望每一个人都能够思考一下你现在所属的那些群体。
Don't justfool yourself in saying that, hey, I am a part of a community when in God's eyes, you really are not a part of a real community.
我们不要自己在欺骗自己说，哦，我属于学群群体，其实那个群体在神的眼里并不是什么。
Let's not settle for less.
让我们不要再凑合。
So, I'm going to give us a few examples of a fake community, pseudo community.
我下面给大家举一些假的这些群体的例子。
So, not a comprehensive list, but just a few examples today's passage talked about.
不很完全，但是我给大家举一些例子。
The first example is a pseudo community, a fake community is a community without depth.
假的群体是没有深度的。
You go to the meeting.
你参加他们的活动。
Maybe look at a few Bible verses.
也许读几节经文。
You share a few prayer requests.
然后分享一些祷告的要求。
Anything we could pray for you?
你有什么要祷告的吗？
Silence.
一片寂寞。
Everybody is struggling in their own ways.
因为每个人实际上都很挣扎。
Everyone has challenges at home, at work, in their personal lives.
每个人在家里，在工作，在他自己生活当中，实际上都有挑战。
Any prayer requests?
大家有什么要代祷的吗？
Silence.
没有一个人说话。
Somebody says, "Oh, I got one."
有人举手了，说我有。
You can pray for my neighbor's cat. That would be nice.
你给我邻居的猫祷告一下。
After the meeting.
聚会完了以后。
Everybody eat some snacks.
有一些吃的东西，点心。
When you're eating snacks, you talk about the Mariners.
那时候你就在谈球赛。
Then you go home.
然后就回家。
And you say, that was great.
你说哦，这是一个很好的一个活动。
That's not community.
这个不是一个真正的群体。
That may be a start, but it's not the community God wants us to have.
这也许是一个开始，但是不是神所希望的那个群体。
True life involves a sharing of our hearts.
真实的生命是需要我们分享自己真实的一面。
Let's not stay on the surface level.
不要让我们只在留在这个浅浅的。
We need to reveal our real self to one another.
我们需要把我们真实的一面敞露给大家。
True community requires depth, intimacy, authenticity.
真实的群体需要真实，需要深度。
Another example, a fake community is a community without truth.
还有就是假的群体是没有真理的。
Today's passage says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
今天的经文里讲到那时候的基督徒都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
It's talking about God's truth.
这里讲到神的真理。
When we think about community, immediately we think about loving, we think about caring.
当我们讲到群体的时候，我马上就想到爱，想到关怀。
But what sets us apart from all other communities out there is the truth of God.
但是我们和别的群体的区别就是神的真理。
I hope our community is filled with both love and truth.
我希望我们的群体充满了爱和真理。
You can have truth without love.
你可以有真理，没有爱。
But you cannot have love without truth.
但是你有爱的话，就一定会有真理。
Without truth, there is no love.
没有真理，也就没有爱。
Love without truth has no backbone. We need truth.It's the truth of God that sets all of us free.
没有真理的爱是靠不住的。我们需要有从神那里来的真理和爱。
May our community be filled with God's love.
我盼望我们的群体都充满了神的爱和神的真理。
Yes, and not compromise on the truth of God.
我们不要妥协，在神的真理上妥协。
Last example, a fake community is a community without mission.
假的群体是没有使命的。
We all have a mission. We are here for God. We exist for Christ.
我们都有使命，我们是为神而存在。
Our community is not just our community. Our community, Christ, is the center of our community.
我们不单单是我们这一群的人的群体，我们是以基督为中心的群体。
God has a purpose, His purpose for our community.
神对我们的群体是有他的旨意。
So let me be the first to admit that, to confess that, that when it comes to my community, I want to be comfortable. I want everybody to do things according to my way. That way it makes things easier for me.
但是我要承认，我常常希望我们的群体能够以我为中心，能让我很舒适，听我做我想做的事。
But when you look at today's community in Acts chapter 2, we will not see people getting comfortable there.
但是我们看今天的经文，看到一世纪教会的群体，你找不到那种舒适的环境。
But it was people stepping out of their comfort zone for the purpose, for the mission of God.
而是这些人勇于的走出来，为了神。
They lived their lives not for themselves, but they lived their lives for God.
他们不为自己活，而是为神而活。
So let's not say in our community, oh no no no, we just want to do things this way, or we want to keep it comfortable, we want to keep it small because it's comfortable for us.
所以我挑战大家，我们不要停留在说，我们就是有我们做事的方法，我们就是这样小小的。少一些人也没关系。
May our community exist for Christ.
希望我们的教会的群体是为神而设立的。
At the end, I just want to give a kind of a personal testimony.
我想给大家讲一下我的见证。
My family and I, we are blessed to belong to our church community.
我的全家都很蒙福，因为我们属于我们教会这个群体。
I was talking to my girls, and their testimony is that they feel so blessed because they have our church community in their lives.
我和我的几个女儿们在聊天，她们对教会这个群体，她们非常的感恩。
When they listen, they talk to their friends. Oh, what did you do last weekend? And they listen to their friends.They're kind of taken back.
他们有时候跟学校的那些朋友们在问，哦，你们周末做了些什么？
They realize that the friends without a church community, their lives are not very meaningful.
他们看到那些学校的朋友们，因为不去教会，他们的生活好像没有什么意义。
And these are all good students. They're great students, but seems like they're just living week to week to finish their homework for school.
这些学生因为他们没有教会，他们的生活就是每个星期都在为功课奔忙。
But our girls, they outside of school, their weekends are packed with church activities.
但是我的女儿们，他们在学校以外，在周末教会有很多活动。
And they have all these friends from church that encourage them and inspire them in their Christian walk.
然后教会他们有很多朋友们来彼此的鼓励他们与神的关系。
And compared to their school friends, they feel their lives are so rich, so full, and so complete because of their involvement with the church community.
所以我的女儿们说跟这些同学们比。因为教会这个群体，他们觉得他们的生活更加的美满，
our church
更加的丰富。
Community is kind of like our big spiritual family.
所以我们的教会群体就是一个属灵的家。
Some of you know this. My parents 9 years ago, they thought they had retired from ministry, but what they didn't know was God had another plan for them. They went to Japan. This is 9 years ago to serve God.
还有我的父母。他们9年前就从教会长牧退休了，但是神没想到神有安排，他们又去日本牧会。
When I talk with my parents through FaceTime, I could tell they feel a little guilty.
当我和我的父母有交谈的时候，我能感觉到他们觉得有些内疚。
Because they're all in their 70s.
他们都是七十多岁。
Our children are growing up and they're supposed to be here watching them grow up. They're supposed to be here helping us raise these children.
可能他们觉得我这边有那么多孩子，孩子长大，他们应该和这些孩子们在一起，也能到这边来帮助我们。
My dad's a pastor for 50 years, right? And they know the hardship of ministry.
我的父亲他是一个牧师，牧会有50多年。
They understand the difficulty of ministry.
他知道在教会服事的困难。
They're concerned about me.
他们也很担忧我。
They ask me, really, how are you doing? How are you doing?
他们就在问我，你的情况怎么样？
I tell them, you know, my church community, they love me.
但是我告诉我的父母说，知道吗？我教会，对我非常的关心。
My church family, they love me. They take care of my family.
教会很爱我，关爱我们整个家庭。
And I'm not saying it in a prideful way that, oh, we're so lovable and everybody loves us. That's not what I'm saying.
我不是好像很骄傲的在说，因为我们很可爱，所以教会在爱我们。
I'm saying that we experience God's love through our church.Family.
我是在说，我们透过教会的弟兄姐妹，我们真的经历到神的大爱。
All these uncles, all these aunties, they reach out to us, they love us.
这些叔叔阿姨们真是很爱我们，我们的孩子们。
Brothers and sisters, we journey together.
还有教会的弟兄姊妹们，我们一起在同奔天路。
We feel so blessed to be a part of our.Spiritual community.
能成为我们教会这个群体的一员，我们真是很蒙恩。
And I sincerely hope that that's your experience here at True Light as well.
我也希望这个成为在座的每一个人在真光教会的经历。
There are great people here at True Light Church.
我们这里真是有很好的弟兄姊妹们。
Let's keep encouraging each other. Let's keep.Spurring one another to build the kind of community that God wants us to have.
所以让我们彼此鼓励，而且彼此激励，能够建造神所喜悦的教会的群体。
Let's end by looking at this passage. Jesus, right before he went to the cross, he spent a few hours with his disciples, and he said this prayer for them.
我们最后来看耶稣，他在上十字架前和他的门徒们，最后。在一起几个小时，他为这些门徒们祷告。
Listen carefully to the heart of Jesus. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. That's all of us. That all of them may be one, Father, just as you in me and I in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe.That you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
这是耶稣为基督徒群体的祷告，在约翰福音17:20-23，我们一起读。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里边，我在你里边，使他们也在我们里边，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里边，你在我里边，使他们完完全全的合而为一。叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Do you see how when we, as we journey together in community,
当我们在教会这个群体里一起走天路的时候。
When we love on one another, when we sharpen one another, when we speak the truth in love to one another.
当我们在彼此的鼓励在爱中说诚实话的时候。
The world will see us and they will, here it says, the world will know that Jesus Christ is Lord.
世人就可以看见他们就知道耶稣基督是主。
May we, True Light Community, be this kind of community, a beautiful Christ-centered community.
愿我们的真光教会能够成为这样一个美好的群体，是以基督为中心。
So that the world may know that Jesus Christ is Lord.
好叫世人知道耶稣基督是主。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us today.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你今天向我们说话。
Heavenly Father, you know that community is easy to talk about, but hard to do.
天父，我们知道，教会群体，是很好谈论，但是很难实践。
Heavenly Father, forgive us for the times that we say we have community when we really didn't.
天父也求你饶恕我们，很多时候我们说我们有群体，实际上我们并没有。
Lord, with your Spirit help us to do what we cannot do for on our own.
求你的灵来帮助我们说我们不能做的。
Help us to build the biblical community that you have intended for us to experience here.
求你让我们能够建造你所喜悦的那样的群体
，so that we could indeed be your true light，
让我们成为你的真光
，so that other people will see our community and give glory to God，
让世人看到我们教会这个群体，把一切荣耀都归于你。
In Jesus' name we pray，
以奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.